Join me in prayer. Oh my gosh, Lord, could it be that this is your time? That today, tomorrow, every moment in between, every moment afterwards, that this is the time we have, the time to be you, the time to love one another, and the time to raise our voices so that the beautiful sound of your presence in our lives fills us, spills over from us, and meets the world one person at a time. Amen. Wow, what an amazing, amazing start to worship we've had this morning. Amen. We are so blessed to have so many people who give their time to make worship an awesome experience. Now let's talk about Lazarus for just a moment and this scripture. Can you imagine for just a moment how Mary felt when Lazarus died, knowing that Jesus had done these miracles across the land, and yet someone Mary loved was allowed to die, was not healed? Can you imagine how Mary felt for a moment? What are some emotions we think she might have felt? Abandonment.
Disappointment.
Anger. I'm sorry, say it louder. Frustration. Being distraught. Being heartbroken. Grief. Like knee-dropping grief that Lazarus was dead. And when Jesus arrived, he got word, but it took him 4 days to get there. And after he arrived, Lazarus was dead. So what did Jesus do? Shortest verse in the Bible, two words: Jesus wept. So Jesus felt something that resulted in tears falling from his eyes. We could categorize that as grief. It may have been regret. It may have been love. It may have been all of those things. But then Jesus said, "Roll away that stone." And how did people react? Did they say, "Oh, yes. Oh, yes, teacher, we know you can do this"? What did the people say? "It's too late. He smells. He's been in there for 4 days. He smells. We don't want that." But isn't that really what they were asking? Now, before we get to the next part, the part of the resurrection of Lazarus, how do you think Lazarus, if he could have talked about his feelings, might have said a message to Jesus? "You know, teacher, I have been your loyal and faithful servant, but you've let me suffer. You didn't just let me suffer, you abandoned me. I died." Do you think Lazarus could have become bitter? Is that an emotion that you might find in a person like Lazarus? Someone who served the teacher, who loved the teacher, who spread the word that all God's people can be loved. But he was allowed to die. Have any of you ever been in a situation where you felt abandoned? Where you felt frustrated, unloved? Where you questioned why? Why did this happen to me? Why did it happen to someone I love? Why did it happen to a good person? Why didn't it happen to someone else? It is easy to rest in a place of bitterness in challenging times. My gosh, is it easy. It is easy to rest in a place of anger when you hit those roadblocks in life, when you hit those points of challenge, deep, guttural challenges. It is easy to rest in the why me's, in the places of how could this happen? It is easy to live there, but it is not a good place to live. It is not a productive place to live. So we spin back to Lazarus for a moment. Jesus said, roll away those stones. And then he said, Lazarus, come out. And out comes Lazarus. And he tells them, unwrap those grave cloths from him. And Lazarus was resurrected. Now the question for us in this lesson is this. Did Lazarus live his first day after being brought back from the dead the same way he lived his days before he died? That's the question for us day and day and day again. Every moment of every day, we have a choice to make. Are we going to live in a place of bitterness? Are we going to live in a place of, these are all the things that have happened to me that I may not have controlled or that I may have caused as a result of my decisions? Or are we going to live in a place of, today is a clean slate. Today is an opportunity for me to write how I want today to go based upon how I treat you, how I treat my relationship with my God, how I treat my relationship with myself. That is the power in the message of this story about Lazarus. Yes, there was a miracle. We get that. But do we understand that the miracle is really not about what happened to Lazarus, but the miracle of what each of us has an opportunity to do every single day? Now, don't misunderstand me. Terrible things happen to people. Terrible things. Harmful things. Hurtful things. Hellacious things. You have only to see someone battle cancer to begin to understand how things beyond our control impact us. You really have only to see a person who battles addiction to see how things beyond our control can really not just impact us, but our families, our friends, and our work. My aunt, Innes Sizemore, was just an amazing woman. And to understand what I'm about to tell you, I have to tell you three things about Innes Sizemore. She was a woman way ahead of her time. In the 50s, she was a divorcee who had a second marriage. And she was a career woman. She also never had children, but boy, did she know everything about children. You know somebody like that? And the third thing to know about my Aunt Innes is this. She never tried on anything, ever. When she went shopping, she said, I'll take one of these, one of those, one of these, and one of these. And she got home, and what she liked, she kept. And what she didn't like, which was about 90% of what she bought, she returned because it was an excuse to go shopping again. I love my Aunt Innes. Almost all of my adult life, I can remember stories about my Aunt Innes and how she had stomach issues. At one point, they said she had three kidneys. At one point, they said she had a liver that wasn't functioning. Well, finally, one Halloween day, our family assembled in Tallahassee at the hospital for her to have surgery where they were going to remove a cancerous kidney. And I will never forget, being there assembled as the family, when the surgeon came out and he told us that they had successfully removed the kidney, but they had nicked the bladder in removing the cancerous kidney. And about 4 weeks later, as my aunt began to physically recover from her surgery, she, my mom, one of my cousins who became her primary caregiver, we went to the oncologist's office, and my aunt excused herself from the room as we heard, my cousin and I, that whatever we wanted to do with my aunt, we should do now, because she had stage 4 cancer. My aunt danced a 5-year dance with stage 4 cancer. 5 years. She canned peaches. She mowed the grass. She even had the audacity, as an 80-plus-year-old woman, to have her paramour move in her house with her, but in a separate bedroom. As she lived every single day for the gift that it was. She taught us in that 5 years that nothing we face should have us lose our faith in God. And on her worst day, she put on her wig and fixed her hair just so, and she took her dog Missy for a walk, because Missy would only do her business outside. My aunt stood as a beacon, just as Jesus has, just as Lazarus has, just as some of you have for me, for what it means to live every possible moment. And she did finally succumb to the cancer a little over a year ago. But the lessons she taught us are lifelong lessons, just as the lessons Jesus taught Lazarus. Just as the lessons Lazarus teaches us, we get to choose how we react to the circumstances that we face. So then, if that is the case, if we really get to choose how we react from those circumstances, the question is, what holds us back? What keeps us from truly living into the moment? From truly recognizing that every single day is a gift. Some may be gifts of socks instead of gifts of money. We may not like those gifts as much, but every single day is a gift. So what holds us back? I ask you, what holds us back? Fear. Pride. I'm sorry? Stubbornness. Anger. Laziness. Fear. Frustration. Procrastination. Laziness. We can't let those things rule our lives. Because if we do, we are wasting the gift of another day. When I can look in the mirror in the morning and say, today is a day God has given you to love the people who are your family. When I can look in the mirror and say, today is the day God has given you to learn from the people who make worship happen with you. Those days are gifts. And it is up to each and every one of us, every moment, no matter what we face, no matter how we ache, that we know God loves us. And in that love, the gift forever is the choices that we make. Now, I've told you this before. I listened to a country station on the way to church on Sunday mornings, the Rise Up Show, and it drives Kim crazy. Country music just, you know, should be like a foreign language. But last Sunday, as I was driving to church, I heard a song by Phil Vassar called Don't Miss Your Life. And in that song, he's sitting on an airplane going somewhere, as many busy people do. And the man next to him leaned over and said, as he was working on his laptop, I couldn't help but notice that was me 30 years ago. I was the person who was going everywhere while my family was living a life. And the song goes on to talk about how this man missed the first steps of a child, missed the time his child was Peter Pan in a play, missed a first dance, a father-daughter dance. And in the end, the busy man looks in his phone and he sees, like we do on Facebook, right, everybody's life in the public. He sees all these pictures of things happening to his family, all of them, and he's not in a single one. He's not in any of them. And so he decides, I can't miss my life. And as I thought about Lazarus, I know, though the Bible tells us really nothing about what happened to Lazarus after he was resurrected, I know Lazarus had to have taken that gift of more days to do something meaningful, even if the meaningfulness was just saying, I love you. You are God's child. I will give something, even if it's just a smile, to the people that I meet. How will you choose to use the gift you have of life when you leave this worship center today? What will you let go of? What will you help conquer that holds you back so that you can live fully into every gifted moment of life here on this earth? That is what the message is in this story about Lazarus. How will you change your circumstances? How will you loosen yourself from the things that hold you back? Take your gift. God has offered you unconditional love. Take that gift and make it be your face to the world. Will you join me in prayer? God, we give you thanks and praise for Lazarus and for the message that we have, that every opportunity, the decisions we make are reflections of our presence, our hands and hearts, which share your love with the world. Today and always, and in all ways, let us be mindful. Let us be hopeful. Let us be full of love. Amen.